Cornwall's 10th annual Pride Parade and Festival is almost here. Join us on July 19th at Lamro Park in Cornwall for our free Pride Festival featuring live entertainment, a barbecue and beer tent, bouncy castles, face paint, carnival games, and more. To learn more about the festival or register for the parade, visit diversitycornwall.ca. Diversity Cornwall would like to acknowledge the generous support of FedDev Ontario in making this event possible.
Hey Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd numbered houses water on odd days, even numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more and let's make every drop count.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. Merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks
means. Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning in the beautiful city of Kingston, and it's a beauty. It's hot. It's hot out there. And this is Making Bacon. I'm DJ Overeasy. Thank you. Thank you for waking up and joining me this morning for a very cool episode. This morning is a very special episode because today is Hattie Pearl's birthday. Hattie Pearl is my youngest daughter. She's 18 years old. She just graduated from Frontenac Secondary School and has been accepted into Trent and is headed off to university in the fall to do teaching. She wants to become a teacher. So happy birthday, Hattie. And we are going to, Hattie's made me up a playlist. We're going to go through that. I've brought in some memorabilia of Hattie's accomplishments over her past 18 years. And we'll go through that. But first, we'll do a little set of music here. I went last weekend, good old DJ Tangent and I, we went to the summer kickoff at the mansion, and that was great show, a lot of fun all day long, and it was really good. I have to admit, the ladies outshined the men that day. Okay, we had the three male bands, three female bands, and the women definitely won. Okay. However, it was an amazing day. Started off with Savannah Shea and Logan. And of course, Savannah is Savannah. Savannah is literally our Kingston's current Joni Mitchell. She is an amazing writer, an incredible song structure, beautiful voice. And when you're sitting in the sun and a patio, and it was just wonderful. Thank you, Savannah. And then Clarice Malman, who is just a very young upstart, but crazy talented. This young lady has some skills because she didn't need a tuner. Her guitar was malfunctioning. She grabbed another one. Didn't faze her. Her voice is bang on. She just needs to get some time on a stage and get out there. But what a talent that young lady is. And then Kira. Oh, my goodness. That lady is a boss. She's a floor boss for sure. That, wow, what a show. Beautiful voice and just beautiful stage presence. So Kira killed it. Then there was a new band, The News, some young guys playing some funk and that around town. That was cool. And then we had the 80s Enough band, who are just silly old farts like me, dressed up in all sorts of funny 80s gear and just doing, like, you know, all the covers. I can't think of any of the songs, but you know them all. So that was great. And then, of course, the Empties closed out, which was fun. They're a great band, but they're shoegazy, and it was a little slow once you've had a bunch of beers and sun all day long, and you've just had a bunch of old party animals up there rocking out. So that was so much fun. Such a great day. So thanks to the mansion and to all of those incredible performers. This past week went down to the Buckle. Man, the Buckle has some good sound there. The bars around town have really stepped up on their sound, and that's great. It's great. Went to the Buckle to see a very cool show with George Hanna, Daryl Hanna, Hobby, and Goodco. And so, yeah, so that was a really great show. I've got a set to start us off with that, and then we'll jump into the Hattie Pearl Birthday Spectacular. All right, so let's see here. First, we'll go with a track called Cellar by Dara Hannah. Or Jeepers. Sorry, Daryl. That's like the third or fourth time I've got his name wrong. DJ Tangents mate laughing at me now. Daryl Hannah. Daryl Hannah. Here we go. Seller.
Yeah. get my heart.
Love those guys. They played in Picton last night, and didn't get a chance to see them, but that's okay. The people in Picton, I saw Kojak had posted a video of them. All right, so Hattie Pearl. What do I say about Hattie Pearl? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So, of course, as I mentioned, on the Lola Mae Spectacular, I have a bin of stuff that, I put together as they were growing up, and threw all sorts of stuff in there that at the time I just couldn't throw away, and, just, you know, would want Hattie to have or see or remember at one point or another. When I was younger, growing up and, you know, having kids and having girls, one thing that was very important to me is that I focused on raising the girls with grit. It was a very important concept. And in doing so, I forgot what I was going to say. I'm just thinking for it a little high. Anyway, so the grit, so identity and your story and remembering who you are and where you came from and all of these things are foundational for a young lady growing up to make sure that they have good self-esteem and self-confidence. That was the one thing that I understood as a young father, is that if they know who they are and they love themselves, they won't let others take advantage of them, meaning men specifically, right? In this wonderful patriotic world that we've created that we get to listen to every day. I'm voting more for a matriarch, but that's, in my mind, that's not even a good solution either. There's a better solution. Anyways, so went to the bin and I picked out a few things just to try to describe and give you a sense of who Hattie is now as a young woman headed out to get educated and get a job and get all those wonderful things. So when Hattie was really young, she studied piano with a lady in the neighborhood who was very sweet. And Hattie really enjoyed it. She wasn't like really into music, but she loved Joan. She loved going for the lessons. Joan even knit her a little scarf. It was so cute. So I have a book here of her practice, her piano practice. Now, Hattie initially didn't do a lot of races, and I did a lot of running around town for years, for about 15 years. And so the kids were in all the triathlons, and I have a little number here from the Kingston Kids Triathlon that Hattie had done. And yeah, it was cute. She was just so tiny. Hattie was such a tiny little girl growing up. So it was always easy to spot her because she was just the littlest one. And but then she tried soccer, and that was misery. That was absolute misery. The entire year, she refused to play a single game. She would just stand on the field and cry. Like, she didn't want to scream. She was just so shy, and she didn't want to do anything. And, like, finally, like, the second last game of the year, Lola was there. She had been playing soccer or something and came, and so... Lola grabbed her hand and went out, and she finally, there was a smile on her face for a brief moment for that entire soccer season. The rest of the time, it was just misery. So that was the end of soccer. No more soccer. And then, she did cantabile, which was a lot of fun, and it was great around town. She had a great experience. And for athletics, she got into swimming and swam with the Ernestown Barracudas for, many years. And that led to her now currently being a lifeguard for the city of Kingston at Artillery Park. So if you go down to Artillery Park, especially today, she's not here today, but anytime, say hi to Hattie and tell her that she's super cool. Tell her that. Okay, so sorry, I was trying to. Okay, now, Hattie made me up a playlist, and of course, like the first one, now, I can't argue, Frank Ocean. Amazing, amazing. Ivy by Frank Ocean. There is a swear word in it. However, I'm going to masterfully, as you can tell, based on being a long-time suffering listener of DJ Over Easy, so thank you for putting up with me, that I'm bang on. Skill is bang on here. So I do believe I'll be able to bleep this, but, you know, please... just have fun with it. So we'll start. First song, here we go. Frank Ocean and Ivy.
I thought that I was dreaming when you said you love me. The start of nothing. I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing. Ooh, I could hit you now. It's quite alright to hate me now. When we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good.
Good.
past week, you'll probably feel better by the weekend. Still remember that you're cold and crazy, screaming my name. The feeling deep down is good.
before we both thought the same thing. To be loved and to be
And happy birthday, happy 18th birthday to Hattie Pearl, DJ Over Easy's unfortunate younger daughter. of course, that was 18 by One Direction, and before that was Ivy by Frank Ocean. Now, you'll see probably a bit of a theme with Addie's playlist. She is very sentimental and loves what she loves very much so. And so one of the genres or the entertainment type of things that she loves is the coming of age concept. So you'll hear that, the growing up theme in her music. And yeah. So speaking of growing up, little Hattie Pearl, she went to Sinclair Public School, R.G. Sinclair Public School, and they gave out these awards. I do believe they were probably monthly, yeah. And they had these awards that they would give out, and Hattie was very determined. Hattie took a lot of pride in being able to accomplish these awards. And yeah, it was pretty funny. She'd always bring home one. And she has a whole stack of these. And she counted them. She had the most, of course. It was adorable. So this is to Hattie, her cooperative spirit when she works with other classmates. That was from Mrs. Dendy. And then this one was from, I can't read what that name says. But anyways, this was for respect. Hattie shows respect to each other each day towards her classmates. Well, that's good. That's absolutely wonderful. I'm glad that she was recognized for being so helpful and respectful and behaving. Just behaving well in school, and it was her thing, and of course that's why she's gonna be a teacher. The whole process, the whole environment, yeah, is very exciting to Hattie and stimulating, and so she looks very forward to being able to shape the young minds of the future. And so let's get back into some music. We're gonna have a Lord song, Ribs.
crazy getting old. We can talk it so good. We can make it so divine. We can talk it good. How you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me. Lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. It drives me crazy getting old. The drink you spill all over me. Lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. It drives me crazy getting old.
Don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway. Why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
And of course, that was Vienna by Billy Joel. And before that was Ribs by Lord. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, on the beautiful campus of Queen's University in the lower basement of Carruthers Hall. And this is Making Bacon. I am DJ Overeasy, and thank you, because this is the Hattie Burl Birthday Spectacular. And we are listening to music that Hattie has picked for us, selected for us today. And we are celebrating the 18 wonderful years that this beautiful young lady has brought to me. I'm celebrating it, and you all just have to listen to it. So there you go. Hattie, I mentioned Hattie was a swimmer, and it just pre-pandemic. Pandemic was tough on kids. It was really tough on kids. Lola luckily was graduating from high school, and she missed out on a couple parties, but yeah, big whoop. Hattie was at this critical age of just kind of getting ready to go into high school when the pandemic hit. And it was tough. It was really, really tough on that generation. Capitalism, the world, society, let's just say billionaire tech people like to tell us how wonderful technology is, how wonderful we can do this and do that and do all of these things without actually seeing or evaluating how these types of opinions, these thoughts, these sales pitches that we all get are true or not. And it was, this was, the pandemic was a perfect time to demonstrate how crappy of a substitute technology is. Social media, FaceTime, all this crap. It's of shallow substitute of normal human interaction and growing up. And those poor kids were right at that critical time where that made a big difference. So anyways, Hattie was doing competitive swimming. She was going good. There was, everything was going on. We had the tournaments, and there was a tournament where she won like 8 ribbons in a day. It was crazy. And she was just killing it. Very dedicated, standing out and just feeling the passion. And then the pandemic hit, and it pretty much just made it difficult to be able to compete at the same level. So didn't swim for a year and a bit. Then they started practicing, and then there were no tournaments or anything to go to. So it was very demotivating and difficult for that young generation. So hats off to the COVID generation who are now getting a little bit older. I see them at shows all the time, and I love it because things have changed. They never used to play cards in a bar when there's like loud music and people are drunkenly dancing everywhere. The pandemic generation just have brought some of their behaviors out into society. But everybody, give them a chance because that was tough. That was really, really tough. So happy birthday, Hattie. I'm going to play another song that'll take us about to the top of the hour. Then I will break for a minute or two with some promos. Then I do believe after that, we'll get into the good stuff. I got Hattie's journal. This is journal number 3 from grade 1. And it says Lola's sister on it. So I guess she was identified as Lola's sister. I bet you that teacher must have remembered Lola. So I have her journal here. It's very beautiful, drawings and everything. Absolutely wonderful. And then a little bit later, I have a very special treat. So every night before bed, for a certain phase when Hattie was really young, we would read her this story called Hattie and the Fox by Mem Fox. And illustrated by Patricia Mullins. So I have that book here. It's a pretty funny little story of a little black chicken called Hattie. And we'll get to enjoy that all. I get to read everybody a bedtime story. All right. But in the meantime, let us go to the top of the hour here with Taylor Swift. Never Grow Up. And this is all part of the Hattie Pearl Birthday Spectacular. This is Making Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. And thank you, everyone, for helping me celebrate Hattie Pearl in all of her lovely glory.
Little, oh darling, don't you ever never grow up. Dropped me off. It's so much colder than I thought it would be, so I tucked myself in and turned my nightlight on. Wish I'd never grown up. Wish I'd never grown up. Oh, I don't wanna grow up. Wish I'd never grown up. Still be little. Oh, I don't wanna grow up. Wish I'd never grown up. It could still be simple. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. Just stay this little. Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. It could stay this simple. Won't let nobody hurt you.
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12% wine, or 1.5-ounce shot of 40% liquor. Learn more about standard drinks and low-risk alcohol drinking guidelines at canada.ca.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CF.